Oh, that's great.
Can you hear this thunderstorm that's going on right now? It's very dramatic. It's very me.
Oh, I don't hear it.
Well, who cares? Welcome aboard the Funny Boat Podcast. I am your host, Captain Boomies. It's very romantic out with some thunderstorminess going on. So it's a perfect time to podcast while you're snuggled inside. What am I looking at, Ed? What is this?
I'm in a Catalina.
Oh, okay. So if you're just listening to the audio version, Ed and I do these little Skype calls where he has decided to put a fun background on, and it's the interior of a very nice boat. But that I've seen Ed's boat. Ed's boat does not look like this.
No, this is not mine. Watch your mouth. And this is why it's been so long.
It's true. And I'm so sorry to everybody. We've been very careless with our lovely listeners. And I'm so, so sorry. It's been a hectic summer, spring, everything season. God, I'm sorry. Welcome aboard. God, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I know. We know. We know it. We're badly behaved, and I apologize.
We've discussed this many, many times.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yet, here we are.
All right. Well, we got to get back on track because
this is way off course.
Just a bit off course, you know.
Welcome aboard.
Lost in the Bermuda Triangle. The Dragon's Triangle. I don't know. What are some other weird places in the world people get stuck? It's monsoon season. Whatever. Yeah. I hate it all.
Italy.
Yes. Okay, so that's really part of it, is my life has gotten very, very hectic. Yes, Ed's busy as well, but who cares? Because I've been doing really cool stuff. So we haven't really talked about my time in Italy. And part of that is because half of it I can't talk about until after September. But the other part... But the rest of it I absolutely can talk about because I was in Italy. And I was in Venice specifically, which... I learned is the home of the Spritz.
Which... I was gonna say the Venetian blind, but I like your direction much better.
It's funny because I was like, Venetian blind, what is that? Because I know what Venetian blonde is, and it's like a ginger color. It's kind of close to yours, actually. Well, your beard anyway.
I'm about to glare off of my bald head.
No, not quite. But yeah, Venetian blinds and the Spritz, but it's specifically that, you know, Germans brought the Spritz to Venice because they were occupying the city. And we're like, oh, we just need a little, it's not real alcohol, it's just a Spritz. Yeah.
Spritz.
So nice. I learned that while I was there. And then I did something that is technically against the law, but chow. Right? Like, but if you're clever enough and adorable enough and by golly people like you, you can trick some of the Venetian water taxi people into letting you drive their boats.
Ooh, very
oh,
nice.
My God, it was the most fun thing ever. And I would have thought it would be way harder. Like, yes, there is a ton of boat traffic, but once you understand it, it's actually a really easy waterway to navigate.
Probably very similar to what I've seen in the James Bond movies.
Yes. So imagine, if you will, a like all of the varnish ever on a floating platform. And then throw some like cushy leather seats right in the back there. But it's got that cover that you have to very inelegantly huddle and like scooch your way back to get to those seats. So there's parts of these water taxis that make no sense to me. And there's parts of them that I'm like, ah, yes. So once you do get back to that little back seat, you still have like a mile of varnish behind you that somebody has to deal with. And then, but you can now stand up. And if you just stand on the floor, it basically meant that it basically came up to my collarbone, right? Which seems kind of sad. Because I would rather it be a little lower so that at least I could show off the girls. Right? Fortunately, every single one of the water taxis that we paid for was like, yeah, absolutely. Just take your shoes off and stand up on the seat so that you can show off the girls. Ciao. Bene. You're doing Spanish. That's the wrong language. God damn it.
It's close. Where's the mouth? It's the Funny Boat podcast, damn it.
So we're in Venice. It's this beautiful sunken city. Everywhere we went, we had to go by boat. And I was obsessed. I was totally, totally obsessed with it. It felt like the place for me. Except that, you know, you have to be a Venetian citizen to drive a boat there, technically. So you're allowed to, there's one little marina on the north side that you are allowed to go to and dock your boat at, but it's like, it's in the ugly part of town. They're like, you go over there and you better not have anything bigger than like a 30-foot boat. Because they will not have room for you. And it was just beautiful, and I really loved it. But that was my second stop. I had also done some time elsewhere. I can't wait to talk about it. It's really killing me that I can't talk about it yet.
No.
All right, y'all, you know. Anyway, it just means that we're going to have to podcast some more. And I think that's a fair trade-off.
It's a great cliffhanger. Yeah.
Is it? But wait, there's more. So that was like the beginning of my summer. And then just recently, you know, I've been on a ton of deliveries. Yeah. I've been moving boats like crazy. I just finished a delivery from Baltimore to Cape Cod. And I've actually never stopped in Cape Cod. That was my first time.
Lovely little place.
I've been to Boston a bunch. I've been through the Cape Cod Canal. I've been around Cape Cod. But I never actually stopped in Cape Cod before. And it's so pretty. I had no idea.
Yeah.
I've been to the Vineyard. I didn't get off the boat, though. So it doesn't really count.
I shall not step foot on that island.
But I did get in the way of every single one of the ferries as well coming into Hyannis. So that was also a really good time. But
That's crazy.
But this delivery was particularly frustrating because I had a slight cavitation at certain RPMs. So specifically all of my cruising RPMs. So, you know, I was being like massaged, if you will, for hours, for 8 hours a day. I was being vibrated to death. It's not that kind of podcast.
Well, it wasn't.
I loved it. It was such a pretty boat. It was really comfortable and easy to drive, and I was running it by myself because the fuel tank was so small. Tanks, plural. But my capacity versus my range was nothing.
right?
Right.
So I can't run at night because I'm going to run out of fuel before the next fuel dock is even open. So I basically said, like, well, right. I can only really run for like 7 hours a day anyway. So how about I stop for fuel every day and then find a cute place to stay every night and goof off in whatever town I end up in. So I went to Atlantic City, Port Jefferson, mm-hmm. and then I was in Cape Cod, and it was really just this great little bing, bing, bing trip. And I loved it.
Yeah.
Except for the shaking. I've lost some fillings. I've also never mind, I'm not gonna say what I was gonna say, but basically, okay, so it shook loose like everything I've ever eaten ever. If you're ever having trouble moving things through your system, let me recommend being shook for 7 hours a day. I swear to you. It was surprising. I don't know.
Yeah, poor Jeff. That takes me back.
Wait, oh my gosh. You're right. I did. Yeah. I rolled past Kings Point and I saw it on my chart and I went, aww. Aww.
We have a different reaction when we go by. Like, oh my God.
Wait, so what did you get into? I mean, I assume as a young college man, going to Port Jeff.
So we would do, I was the skipper of an academy boat for 3 years. And we would go out on several weekends, and my boat was like a fishing boat, so we would go out and enter in local like striped bass tournaments and bluefish tournaments and just kind of represent, but really it was an excuse to anchor out and drink.
Wait a minute, you're telling me your tuition paid for you to what?
No, your tax dollars paid for me to. Yes. So we would go out and do that, and Port Jeff, Oyster Bay, up and down. Oh yeah. Poor Jeff was an extra little bit of a trip out there, but yeah, Oyster Bay in particular. Yeah, we had a good, very good time.
I don't know how I feel about this. I mean, okay, like, yes, I understand that the military is important. And
no, she's rare. Trade.
Merchant mariners, all that stuff. Well, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about this. I feel like you cheated the system by going to a university that let you have even more shenanigans with what should have been more responsibility than the rest of us.
Oh yeah, I had that, but I also had to commit 10 to 12 years after I got that. So.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that does make me feel better.
Yeah, okay, good.
You had to be drug tested for at least 10 more years. Okay. That's fine. That's totally
fine. Team Coast Guard, Navy Reserve, all of the above.
That makes perfect sense to me then. I'm okay with that.
Yeah. All right, good.
but so it's so interesting to me though that you went from that to selling boats. I feel like
that was a long period.
Most
between
boat
there.
Brokers don't actually know anything about boats, so the fact that you did have that background and that education makes you an outlier. Wait, sure. Okay, what if your Kings Pointers went and became boat brokers?
I don't know. I'm doing pretty well on the alumni page, though. I get a lot of alumni.
To buy boats or to sell boats?
Yeah, no, I've either like just helping out information. I sold the Southerly 57 I sold earlier this year. That was to a Kings Point alumni. And that was a very nice boat. But yeah, we I connect people all the time. Technology.
No, that's not technology. That's nepotism.
Well,
Facebook. Oh, okay. I see how it is.
Yeah. But yeah. Now, I don't know. You know, everything works out. I grew up on boats and from Rock Hall, and just kind of got me all there. And then I kind of ventured away from it for a little bit,
and now I'm back
loving life. Business is good, so. Yeah.
All right. Well, we need to talk about what's coming up, right? So now that we're back to podcasting, there's a bunch of boat shows that are coming up. There's a bunch of boating events that are coming up. I feel like the fall is actually more boating heavy than the summer.
Yeah.
And I'm.
Yeah, for sure. And it's. And they jam them all right on top of each other.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We were talking about that the other day. We're like, good Lord, do we get the breeze?
No. Yeah. No, we don't. But that's, I'm saying we got a podcast like Monsters between now and our favorite time of year, which is the Annapolis Boat Show.
Yeah. Shut up, liver. Fine.
Well, it's funny though, because I'm worried because I heard rumors that because there's going to be so much construction and revamping of the downtown docks, that this might be the last Annapolis Boat Show for a while. I have no confirmation of that.
I haven't heard anything other than that either, but
it's a pretty
significant city dock redo. I can't imagine they're getting that done in a year. Like,
right?
There's no way. I mean, how long have they been doing? How long have they been doing the road coming into an app?
I mean, if we were one of those good podcasts, we'd actually do the research and talk to the people that know things about it instead of just speculating.
I don't. So, tell us in the comments what the hell's going on.
Yeah, could somebody else let us know what's going on? That'd be great.
Call in our 800 number, 1-800-WTF, and let us know what's going on in Annapolis, please.
No, I really am so grateful to people who have reached out to me recently and told me, like, hey, I'd really like you to have another podcast. Like, would you please? Like,
yeah, I kind of took a break in the early spring winter from just posting in general, Facebook and whatever, and I had a couple people reach out. Captain Don, if you're listening, you were one of them. He's like, hey man, everything okay?
God, what's going on?
Port Transport, he reached out and
we're alive.
That's good.
We're doing stuff. You know,
So both
had a big falling out, but man, wouldn't it be fun if we did? Let's start a fight. I don't know what about yet, but
and it's great. I think that both of our listeners reached
all two
out,
of them.
You know?
Thank you guys. Or ladies. I don't know. I didn't ask. Oh man.
Summer-wise, for me, you got to do all the fun. I've just been working.
Well, let's talk about that, because I have been hearing two sides of this coin, which is that boat sales are way down, and that also you haven't slowed down at all, it seems like. So I'm a little confused about what to make of that in terms of this whole boating industry and what's going on there.
Right. All right. Yeah, I know some people have been slower. I think the data that we're looking at with my company is as a whole, we've been as good or slightly better than last year. But I was busy both times, so I'm kind of in my own little bubble. I've got so much going on. Between showings and listings, I have been taking on a ton of listings the past couple weeks, and many brokers are. But
it's that time of year too. So
it's that time of year. Everybody's used their boat for summer vacation. They've had their fun. September's around the corner. Boat show's coming up. Let's list the boat, sell it so we don't have to fool with it in the wintertime. It's the natural progression. And July and August have always historically, pre-COVID, been a slower time for the same reason. Everybody's on vacation. They're not buying things, and it's ungodly hot on the Chesapeake Bay with no wind, or all of it. It depends, you know, if you're in the storm or not. So, so traditionally, this has been a slow time anyway. I think there's been a lot of newer brokers in the business since COVID because it went crazy. And they're just seeing this. I'm just seeing this for the first time, but I haven't slowed down. I've been I'm not complaining at all that I haven't slowed down, but yeah, it's been, I probably, the past 3 weeks, I've taken on six listings.
Okay, so I guess what's interesting to me about it, though, is what does that mean for boat shows? Because there was a minute there where boat shows were weird because nobody had inventory. Everything was sold before it got to the show, and so nobody had inventory to even bring to the show. And that was kind of disappointing for people like me, who I'm just there to ogle. But I was glad for boat brokers. I was glad for the industry. I was glad for a lot of these things. But
Yeah. Well, I will say we've been busy on the brokerage side of things. And industry, across the industry, the brokerage side of things has been much more steadier than new boat sales, from what I understand.
Okay.
So this boat show should be interesting because it's, we're seeing a lot of people drop prices. We've dropped prices on our new boats. That demand hasn't really been there like it has been for the new boats.
But you're not one of these new brokers. You were there pre-COVID. You do know what that looked like. So give it to me.
Yeah, I was definitely in the industry.
Give it to me pre versus post-COVID.
As far as boat sales go, I think I would say that as a whole, right now, we're still busier now than we were pre-COVID.
Okay. So let's say you're a listener, right? Our listeners are varied and strange, but I assume some of them are boat buying folk. Is now a good time to buy a boat? Or should they wait?
Yeah, right now. Don't wait. Call me immediately.
Okay. Yeah, but I'm asking you as a wink, wink, nudge, nudge friend, not as a which I count on you for, by the way, to not be a total predator.
Right.
You're not allowed to be the broker that everybody. No, or either that, or I have to give you a lot more shit than I currently do.
More? Good Lord. But you don't even hear the good stuff. That happens after we've done it all.
There is no good stuff. Don't worry.
there is the good stuff. Can you believe it?
What was the question?
Is this a good time to buy? Yeah. So right now, I would classify this. I am classifying this as more of a buyer's market. So the pricing has definitely softened. Negotiation has definitely increased a bit more. I'm seeing an average of about, through my deals, I do my own kind of data stuff. Before it was like 6% off a list was the average, and now it's like 8 and 12% off a list price. There are some sellers out there that are priced a little higher than what they should be, given the market, but they're still thinking we're in that boom, or they want to make it worth their while to sell it. So that's, I guess, understandable. But yeah, I think it's a good time to buy. And a lot of people typically buy now anyway, because they want to use the boat a little bit before they put her away for the winter. And then they have all winter to kind of dress her up, get her ready, get the feel of things. So then they hit the season next year running. Or if they buy a boat that's ready to roll, they can scooch on down to the Bahamas or the Caribbean or Florida or ICW, whatever. Before Christmas.
Oh God, that's.
Doesn't that sound lovely?
Yeah, it really does sound nice. I'm. Am I going to buy a boat? No. that's a terrible mistake that you should make over and over and over again.
Let me help you.
All right.
As our good friend Bradford would say, we could possibly go wrong. Let me show you how.
Goodness gracious. Well, I'm really proud of us for getting one in the can. I'm sure this was a mess of a podcast, but I'm happy that it happened anyway. We'll do better going forward, and we'll have some guests, and we'll talk about more things that float and have actual value. Okay. To you and yours, or something like that. I don't know. What do you have any parting words of wisdom for anybody right now? Any of our boat floaters?
Boat floaters? Get out there and still use it. We've still got a lot.
There's so much boating season left. Good Lord. How am I going to do it all? There's so many more events all through September and October. Like, I'm freaking out. That's my bag in the background that I'm trying to pack to go to Cannes. I'm going to the Cannes Yacht Show. Yeah, let me rub that in a little bit. And
again.
We're going to have a podcast that spans even more time zones than usual. All right. You know, because my ego takes up at least three.
Yeah, no.
All right, this has been the Funny Boat Podcast. Bon voyage.
Bon voyage.
I'm proud of us. We did it.
I'm serious. We really need to do a Patreon after hours. If you want to hear the rest of the story.
There is always this moment where I'm supposed to hit stop recording, and I don't. And everyone thinks I have. I'm going to hit stop record right now, though.
Ugh.